World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The Japanese have long engaged me in various concepts that somehow resonate and shape my thoughts about how to live in this world. For example, in Praise of Shadows, a telling essay on Japanese aesthetics by Junichiro Tanizaki, awarded the 1958 Nobel Prize for Literature, describes the appreciation of that ephemeral space where light meets dark, where bright contradictions give way to an inarticulate aura that is both complicated and simple. A dusky reconciliation of forces or ideas, a place where elusive harmony may be found if you are open to looking for it. This is the essence of the observation that a Japanese looking into a bowl of rice can see the shadow of each individual grain. Wabi-sabi is another such concept, the value of a patina of use found in nature, in abandoned places, and in artistic traditions raised to an aesthetic transcendence that resonates and inspires appreciation for the elegance of utility and its meaning. These insights have purpose for defense against the raucous, unrelenting chaos of modern life. The antidote is found where? In Zen meditation, adherence to tradition in the face of accelerating change, or the search for an alternative set of values to inform and found a different future. The ocean represents such a healing space. It is, of course, a constant presentation of motion and light, a theater of sight and sound and feeling that draws us to and into it for recreation in every sense of that word and activity. Why do we continue to migrate to the coast the world over, which somehow soothes and lifts our spirits, even if we don't know why? There's another Japanese term that pertains, montanai, derived from a Buddhist term that referred to the essence of things. In a catalog essay on montanai, the fabric of life, for an exhibition of traditional Japanese textiles at the Portland Japanese Garden in Oregon, USA, curator Diane Durstrom writes, quote, "Applied to everything in the physical universe, the word suggests that objects do not exist in isolation, but are intrinsically linked to one another. Nai is a negation, so montanai is an expression of sadness for the disrespect that is shown when any living or non-living entity is wasted. Montanai, parents say, admonishing their children not to waste a grain of rice or a scrap of paper. In a land where natural resources have always been scarce, people have long understood the importance of respecting the value of all things and of wasting nothing. It was the only way to survive in less affluent times." Unquote. Wangari Maathai, the founder of the Greenbelt movement in Africa, democracy advocate and political activist, and winner of the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize, responded to the montanai concept during a visit to Japan and used it as a focus for her call for an international campaign to reduce waste and recycle what we can that has continued after her death in 2011. To learn more about and to support this effort, visit greenbeltmovement.org. There is yet another Japanese phrase, sato umi, defined on its website as follows, quote, "In Japanese, sato means the area where people live, and umi means the sea. Sato umi is an important sea area that has been supporting culture and cultural exchanges through such things as fisheries and the distribution of products. It is an area that includes both nature and human beings, as well as an area in which both high biological productivity and biodiversity are expected. Healthy sato umi provides numerous blessings when the natural circulation function is appropriately maintained, when integrated and comprehensive management of the land and coastal area is performed, and when the rich and diversified ecosystem and natural environment are conserved. This preferable coastal environment must be maintained with the cooperation of more people in order to accede this precious environment to future generations," unquote. So all this conceptual language may translate to describe a new strategy for our relationship with the ocean, a place that reflects the outcome of our use, that respects and sustains the value of nature, and that integrates and reconciles human needs and natural resources for the future of all mankind. Montanai. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.